قرآن كويست. Yes, please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني،
غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. All our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we discuss the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. And it so happens that we are in the week of unity. A few days ago was the birthday anniversary of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on Sunni narrations, and in a few days it will be his birthday anniversary based on Shia narrations. And since he is the Prophet of all Muslims, what a better time to celebrate solidarity between us as one nation. And to celebrate it with us, we have Sheikh Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Habib, and congratulations to you too.
Congratulations to you too. I would just like to add also a note that there's also a Shia narration available in Al-Kafi. Al-Qualain used to believe that the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi was on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. So there, you know, it's a different narration thing.
Okay, thank you very much. That's very good to know. We are on chapter Mary. We're studying verses 73 onwards from this chapter. Let's listen to them and we'll be back for our discussion today.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
And when our verses are recited to them as clear evidences, those who disbelieve say to those who believe, which of our two parties is best in position and best in association?
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئِيًّا.
And how many a generation have we destroyed before them who were better in possessions and outward appearance?
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verse 73 onwards from chapter Mary of the Quran. Now, we've discussed these few verses in our previous episode as well. Let's start this episode with an interesting question. And that is the tone that the Quran uses when it's responding to the pagans who are making fun of the Prophet. So here is the Prophet of Islam coming to them with logic. And here they are, completely against logic, saying that we're rich, we're socially popular, what are you talking about? And then the Quran goes, bam, how many generations before you we destroyed and they were richer than you? They were even more popular than you. Can you explain to us about this tone?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So yes, this really has to do with the manner that the Holy Quran, altogether the way that it speaks to the various people. That's the elegance of the Holy Quran. in Arabic language, when you look at the balagha part of the Arabic language, they always look at who is being talking to. Sometimes when you talk to a person, you have to be in a manner that grabs their attention. Sometimes you have to be in a polite manner. Sometimes someone is trying to bully you. Someone is trying to mock you. So you sometimes, in some cases, you have to mock back. Or you have to, you know, not tolerate their stance. And that's what the Holy Quran, the manner of it, the way that it doesn't tolerate mockery. Especially if you look throughout various verses, I think this by itself, making a research study about it is a very good thesis idea. To look at the verses of replies and responses to the mockery of the disbelievers towards the weak, towards the believers, especially the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will right away bring up verses that will rebuke. He would not like the Prophet to be criticized. He does not like the believers to be mocked and made fun of. So right away, Quran stands in their faces and states, first of all, what you have is nothing compared to what previous generations had. They had much better things. They've seen much better things. And they were more relaxed than you. They had more than you. So that's first of all. Honey. Second of all, they go into the fact that what you're stating is out of logic. That's also the way to respond to unlogical things. The same thing with Mubahala. When the Christians came, they were bringing up non-logical, you know, evidence, something unrational. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what could you do to non-logical or non-rational challenges? You can't always answer them. When you're answering them, you're stating that, yeah, you might have something, what you're stating might be, you know, kind of rational, but it's not correct. So the best answer to it is either to respond, if they were in mockery, to not tolerate it. I'm not going to state it's mockery. Or to, you know, do mubahala or mula'anu, like how the story of mubahala.
And just like that, he defeats them just like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break now. And we'll be back after the break to further our discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are discussing verses 73 onwards from chapter Mary. We talked about how God responds to mockery. God is responding to them in a way as if they knew the generations that were destroyed before Muhammad. Did they actually believe in those generations? I mean, did they acknowledge that such generations existed and God destroyed them out of punishment?
It's a historical fact that they used to believe in. And you know how, like, we have history, like, for example, I don't know, just out of the hair, like how we didn't witness Hitler or, for example, the Civil War in America. We didn't witness it. We didn't see it. But we hear about it, and something that is always in our memories, always in our minds. The same thing with these Arabs. And you want evidence on that? The best evidence is that whenever these stories came up, not one infidel, not one disbeliever, not one enemy of the Prophet ﷺ came and stood and said, no, these are lies. These stories did not happen.
They never challenged
the stories. Mm-hmm. They accepted it. A logical person... Of course, they're not logical, but a rational way of answering would to state that what are you stating are lies. This is not historically incorrect. But rather, some who were disbelievers would believe in the Quran because of the details the Quran would bring about the stories.
Mm-hmm. The Quran would use their own beliefs against them,
the historical facts
them.
That they had in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they would take the, what do you call, the lesson from the stories that happened or not, the Quran did use them a lot and always uses them, always reminds them that you guys know Thamud, you guys know Fir'aun, you guys heard about them, you guys read about them, you guys seen generations and generations of stories about them. They were much better than you. They had better lives than you. They had better, you know, they had more cash than you. They had more money than you. They had more power than you. They had more land than you. All you guys have is Mecca. And the only reason that they're respecting you, the Arabs are respecting you, is because of the holy house, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So calm down. Take it down a notch a little bit. Stop mocking us. Be logical at least.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Habib, for that very nice explanation. I guess the final question remaining for today's program is, why did God give them so much wealth and status in the first place? I mean, you would understand that some people who have less understanding of spirituality would think, well, you would give more money to the one that you like more, right? Isn't that true? So if God is giving them more wealth and more power, doesn't it mean that He likes them more?
This question that you ask, and of course we talked about it, I think like two topics ago or two episodes ago, the idea of this unrational logic that the more wealth I have, the more power I have, the more that means I am right. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're a Muslim, some Muslims believe this, that I have cars, I have houses, I have a wife, I have children. It means that Allah is satisfied with me. That's the wrong idea. That's the wrong concept. There's something called istidraj. It's available in the Holy Quran. This thing has been asked even by during the time of the Prophet, during the time of the Imam alayhi salam, and something inshallah ta'ala we'll talk more after the break.
Yes, we do have to take a break. After the break, we'll be back to talk about istidraj and discover what this concept is. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying verses 73 onwards from chapter Mary. So you said that, I asked you, why did God give the pagans so much wealth and superiority, material superiority? And you talked about something called istidraj. What is this istidraj?
This topic actually has a chapter in Al-Kafi. I don't know why this book is so underrated, unfortunately. It's not available in Usul al-Kafi. That's maybe why the reason the topic is not well known. But it was something vastly asked by the companions of the Imam alayhum as-salam. And it's available in the Holy Quran as well. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them so they could continue to fall into their delusions. They could continue to fall into their sins, into their disbelief. Now, two questions might pop up. The first one, why does Allah do that? Isn't that wrong? The answer to that is Allah doesn't do it, the person causes it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it, it's the person who caused this.
God is giving them what they ask for.
They want to stay away from righteousness. They want to stay away from what is right. They want to stay away from justice. They want to stay away from reason and logic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them, forgets them, like how the verses state, of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgetting and leaving them is not like how we forget. Allah forgetting them is to keep away guidance, to not guide them, to stop guiding them, to close the doors of that special guidance that He has. And we have to talk about that inshallah ta'ala in coming episodes. It's too much details. But the idea of istidraj is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a human sins, when a person sins, when a person disbelieves, when a person is ungrateful, when a person is unjust,
and Allah refuses to be guided against all of God's guidance.
Exactly.
Then God prepares the ground for them to get
Allah
what they want, and that is misguidance.
Allah gives them wealth, gives them children, gives them property, and whatever. And they keep on falling down in these steps. They keep on tumbling until they forget the right path. They fall so far away from the straight path that there's no coming back.
They get caught by death when they can no longer do anything. That leaves us with the final question, I guess, that is essential to answer. How do we know in our lives whether we are undergoing istidraj and we're not aware? I mean, are the blessings that we have, the wealth that we have, are they okay or are they istidraj?
This question was asked to Imam Baqir alayhi salam, that I always ask Allah, I am always answered. Whenever I ask Allah for children, I get the child. I ask for property, I get the property. Anyway, he asked Imam, I'm afraid, because he has these sayings in his mind, he has these verses in his mind, I'm afraid that I might be mustadraj, I might be the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing, so in this world
you fall deeper into sin.
Exactly. Imam Baqir alayhi salam gave him a rule, ma' alhamd fala istidraj. With
if
praising
grateful
Allah, grateful
it,
to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing you, and that's
so
great.
So long as you know that this is coming from
exactly,
God, and
from
you
Allah
acknowledge it.
Exactly.
Alhamdulillah. That is
acknowledging it also
answer.
Not with the tongue,
but
also
action,
with the actions as well.
In practice. Thank you very much. I guess that sets everybody's mind at ease. Thank you very much, Sheikh Habib. It's always great talking to you. And thanks to our wonderful audience for being with us. If you missed the program, do not worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous episodes from our website. Simply search Call of Islam Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of Quran studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يبشر المؤمن